Merci. Moi, je trouve.
Thank you. I think that we have to have a very pragmatic and realistic approach because the objective is to keep universality and to benefit from this political will of governments and states to promote and reflect in the field respect for human rights. As a human rights activist in my country, I've dealt with this question, and I must say today that we have to maintain the voluntary character and the constructive aspect of the approach. And we have to have a realistic evaluation as to why there is a lack of application. There are recommendations which are easy to apply. They are of a political nature. They have a political or a human rights aspect, the freedom of expression. And when there's failure to comply, the council has to be demanding and to explore every way to bring this country, which does not respect its obligations, to a better application. But sometimes we have recommendations which to be a financial cost. We have to be realistic about this. There are many recommendations which have a financial cost. There are recommendations which require assistance in terms of human resources, capacity building, and knowledge. And we have to make a distinction between the behavior of states with regard to non-compliance. Non-compliance is on the verge of violation, then we have to be strict. But when there's a recommendation on the right to education, on the economic right, which requires strategies, resources, financing, we have to, on the eve of this third cycle, we have to have a discussion with the World Bank and the UNDP and the whole UN system as to how to bring these countries to better implement things in the field, recommending to a state that it should combat police torture or improve their. Or this sometimes this requires training, and I think we have to make a distinction when it comes to non-application. When it expresses a political position and a refusal to respect human rights, then the international community has to be intransigent. And this is an opportunity for me to appeal for a strengthening of means, resources for the implementation of recommendations, and also to consider with all the NGOs to try to work who are working in the area of human rights that an international fund should be created to enable NGOs to participate at the national level. Thank you.